you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I don't care what corner of the country or Canada you're in. I appreciate you for tuning in. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's in New York City. And thank you for listening. How can you listen? Well, A, however you're listening to me now, that's one way. Or you could tune in on the Infinity Sports Network, your local affiliate. You can go to the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is all so easy. What a busy day we've had. We've also had some damn good guests already. Last hour, Sam Amick. From The Athletic, he came through and joined us to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers and their hiring of the inexperienced J.J. Redick. We also had Katie Wu of The Athletic come by to talk to us about this game taking place at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, they're honoring the Negro Leagues. This is their first game ever at Rickwood Field, which happens to be the oldest ballpark in the entire country. So thank you to Katie Wu for coming through and joining us. And speaking of that game, damn it, St. Louis, they are off to a hot start. Already 3-0 in the second inning. Obviously, not just honoring the Negro Leagues, but paying homage also to Willie Mays. We learned of his passing early this week, Tuesday afternoon at the age of 93 years old. So thank you to Katie Wu of The Athletic for joining us. Thank you as well to Sam Amick. We've been able to talk about some basketball, been able to talk about some college basketball and some baseball, and we're going to get into some NFL. We're going to do that as well. If you want to be a part of the conversation, like the people who've called us up already, you can do so. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You could also find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Let's get to the phone lines, and then I want to talk some football. Because hilariously, before the break, one of our callers, Manny from New York, pretty much said the Los Angeles Lakers hiring J.J. Redick is something that the Dallas Cowboys would do. The Dallas Cowboys take the approach of, let's be all glitz and glam and let's not actually win anything. I mean, the Lakers have won more recently than the Cowboys have. My apologies to the Cowboys fans out there. And I have some thoughts about the Cowboys and their owner, Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones might be leading a charge to put a cap on how much money quarterbacks can make. We'll get into that. 855-212-4227. David is calling up. He's from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Well, JR, I got to tell you, man, you should have went over to Wickwood because the old timers, they really, really have some stories. And you have Reggie Jackson sitting in the middle between Alex Rodriguez and Big Papi. And he was asked a question by Rodriguez about what was it like coming down here and playing. And Reggie had to think about it and said, you know what? It's a very, very bittersweet question that I have to ask, that I have to I have to respond to, because he said that he would never want to do it again. And the reason why he never wanted to do it again is because he was told when they used to go out to eat, they would point to him and say the N-word, or you can't eat here, or go to a hotel and say you can't eat here, or eat here. They would come to the hotel and say they're going to burn the hotel down with all of his teammates in it if they don't bring this N-word out of here. Bill Connor was the sheriff then. And it's fascinating because you don't hear these stories from the old timers. You hear about their stats and what was it like. But what it was really like when the game was over, they couldn't even use the locker rooms with their own teammates down there. You got to really read between the lines besides how great they play and how great they were. What was the lifestyle like? It was out of this world.
These are a lot of stories, yes, that it may be a surprise to some, and there's a lot of folks and not just in the sports space. And thank you, David, for calling from New York. Yeah, these are realistic stories, you know, and God bless Reggie Jackson. I can hear these stories, and God rest their souls. I would hear these stories from my grandparents. And so for some people, there is a little bit of a disconnect in reality. Like a lot of the misfortunes that we've had in this country have taken place, oh, my God, oh, so long ago. There are people in this country that still get treated that way, whether it happens to be at the forefront of one person's life, or it's a daily reality for somebody else, or it's a faraway dream for another person. Yeah, it's not a fun thing to discuss. And there's a lot of people who want to cover up history and not talk about history and talk about how history makes people guilty. Man, how the hell do you move forward from anything unless you readily accept and discuss atrocities that have taken place? And yes, through sports, and we talked about this earlier on in the show, you know, sports is, I always say this, it's a microcosm of life. You can take a look at sports and you can learn so much about history and society and where things were and where things are going. And yeah, you can listen to Reggie Jackson. Man, I could walk into somebody's house for dinner. You know, I remember a conversation with my grandparents, as I said. And whether or not you played Major League Baseball, or whether or not you were the postman down the block, or you were the mechanic, or whatever the hell you were. Man, I can tell you, my entire life has been dotted with stories like that. And not just from baseball players. And that should really tell you how awful and terrible racism is, because for a lot of people, it doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, come on. We had a story a few years ago of LeBron James moving to Los Angeles and having, you know, words sprawled across the front of his house. Come on. And whether or not people want to be funny about it or be intimidating, it ain't no lie. Nothing nice or scary or funny about somebody else's life. It's such a terrible, terrible thing to hate somebody else just because of what they look like. That's the worst thing. Like, some of these awful, awful things are taught. Everybody out here is breathing the same damn air and bleeding the same damn blood. People just fear what they don't understand. It's such a terrible, terrible thing. And that's why I give credit to Major League Baseball. They can only do what they can do, right? Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, they're not going to wake up and fix the world's problems. And in a lot of cases, it's not their job. They exist to make money. And a lot of times it's social responsibility because of the human beings that wear the uniforms, some of the individuals who work for the entity. But at the end of the day, it's all about the almighty dollar. What's going to make dollars and what's going to make sense? And in a lot of cases in business, and not just in sports, it's about the dollar first, and it's about the human later. And that's one big reason, power, money, why we have so many issues in the world. You know, every day at the end of the show, I certainly share with you the things that took place this day in sports history. Well, you want to talk about an aspect and an element of that? I'm going to make you wait until the end of the show. But, you know, we have had an athlete who was very, very vocal and standing up for other people and, you know, just sticking to what he believed in and not just saying, hey, you know, there aren't too many athletes who make that sacrifice and people want to fight them. You know, I mean, shoot, we had Colin Kaepernick years ago. Regardless what you felt about his stance or what he said or what he didn't say, the man put himself out there and he paid for it with his job, with his career. I haven't heard about him in Hickey, when's the last time you heard anything about Kaepernick? A year, if that?
He had that workout. Was that 2 years ago? Remember that?
Man, that was in, you talking about the one here in Atlanta, the first one?
Didn't he have one in Michigan? He had one in Michigan, or he was at the spring game and like working out in Michigan.
Yeah, when Harbaugh,
a year or two? Yeah.
Yep, when Harbaugh was still there. In the end, November of 2019, Kaepernick had that ill-timed or ill-fated workout here in Atlanta that he kind of scrambled together at the last minute after he wasn't happy with some of the NFL's parameters. I was actually there at that workout, and you don't hear nothing about him. I feel like every year you get a Colin Kaepernick, I'm ready, I'm here, I'm ready to play. Man, that boat, I think, has sailed. When you think about all the young quarterbacks who have come into the NFL and how much they cost, and then the other element of it, whether you feel it's justified or not, he comes as a distraction. Colin Kaepernick could walk into any locker room in the NFL right now. He is the biggest deal. He is the story. It's no longer about how many games is XYZ team going to play. It's no longer about is this coach going to make it through the season. All that's done. If you bring a Colin Kaepernick into your locker room, you're no longer a football team. You are a national news story. And that's why I think at this point, yeah, he's paid. And yeah, he got paid as well. But he's paid for his career. And I think his days of throwing a football in the league, I think that's done. I think that's finished. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yep, this game is taking place out at Birmingham, Alabama, Rickwood Field. The St. Louis Cardinals lead the Giants right now 3-0. Pretty cool as well to see the teams honor the Negro Leagues with their respective uniforms out at Rickwood. What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of quarterbacks, we're going to talk about quarterbacks because the NFL has quite a few of them that have gotten paid handsomely over the past several months, over the past several years, and it appears that the NFL, at least the owners, they're not going to take it anymore. The NFL owners are trying to implement a change to slow down this money going to the most important players on the field. 855-212-4227. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively...
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet!
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? I blink and 2 seconds later, the San Francisco Giants tie up St. Louis Cards 3-3 at Rickwood Field out in Birmingham, Alabama. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227 as Major League Baseball is in Birmingham, Alabama at Rickwood Field to pretty much honor the Negro Leagues as well as show love and acknowledge Willie Mays. And this was a plan prior to his passing. Just, I don't want to say ironic timing. Coincidental timing might be more appropriate, but it's a beautiful scene of what Major League Baseball is doing. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls. And then I told you that Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, well, I think they're behind an initiative that is going to or could potentially change the payment to quarterbacks in the NFL. But let's talk to Greg. Greg is calling from Alabama. Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the call. The thing with Willie Mays and everything they're doing at Rickwood Field, I called about my dad was a World War II veteran. His life's work was as a principal and a school superintendent. And post-World War II, he saw like all the great New York Yankees play. But the one thing that he talked about probably as much as anything is he had a couple of buddies and they would drive to Rickwood to see the Birmingham Black Barons play. And he used to talk about Willie Mays being the greatest thing he had ever seen because he said the ball sounded different coming off the bat. He could fly. He could track down anything, and he made it look easy. And, you know, he would come back, and he'd tell people where he was. You know, we went to see the Birmingham Black Barons play. And, of course, some of them were, like, kind of incredulous at that. But even well into his life, but well into his life, he would just talk with amazement about what he saw Willie Mays do at Rickwood Field. So I wasn't able to get down there, but I just think it's one of the greatest things ever that they're doing this down there. And I just appreciate the opportunity to share that.
No, thank you so much for sharing that. I can tell you, anyone that I've ever spoken to or heard, I didn't meet Willie Mays. I did have the pleasure of meeting Hank Aaron prior to his passing a few years ago. But anybody you talk to, any of the older folks, they all tell you about Willie Mays being one of the best, and that is just flat and period. And it's a cool thing. Not a lot of people are learning about what he meant to the game. And I don't think a lot of people still have the grasp on what he meant as a figure in the United States of America. So thank you, Greg, so much for coming through and sharing that story. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on the game. And, of course, Rich Ackerman will come through and give us an update in about 10 minutes on everything going on in the world of sports. And one thing that has gone on amongst all of the news between, the game at Rickwood Field, the Lakers, who they were going to hire. We now know it's J.J. Redick. Caitlin Clark also in the news. I feel like once a week there's a new controversy or something with Caitlin Clark. The NFL, for the most part, at least for this week, they've kind of been underneath the radar. No huge news when it comes down to the NFL. I mean, last week we learned about Trevor Lawrence and his massive contract. And then a few days later, we hear that there's some NFL owners who want to take the approach of now the players are making too much money. Now the quarterbacks are pocketing too much coin. Trevor Lawrence signed a ridiculous deal, a 5-year contract extension that's going to pay him $275 million. Well, today things were official. Trevor Lawrence put pen to paper. He took his fancy photos. Trevor Lawrence spoke to the media. And Trevor Lawrence, he told everybody the goal. He says it's to bring.
We're heading in the right direction, and I want to be the quarterback here. I want to bring a championship to Jacksonville. That's my goal, and I really know that we can accomplish that. So I'm excited for that, and, you know, it just pairs up to where we happen to love living here, too.
Oh, that's good. That's good for him. And Mac Jones can show him around. I feel bad. I'm sorry. If anyone who's not familiar, we know Mac Jones back in Jacksonville after the Patriots said goodbye, and now he's originally from Jacksonville. Yeah, we know he played at Alabama, but Mac Jones is from Jacksonville, and now he has to play behind a guy who's making Hickey. I don't know if I could do that, man. I mean, I could if I had to. This man had to go home. He basically got fired from the Patriots. He has to go back to his hometown. And a quarterback who he basically competed with for a spot in the NFL is now in front of him making $275 million. And here you are. This is like some kid who had to leave town to chase a big dream. And now he came back and everybody's in front of him.
You're right. It sucks. I guess the only thing I look at with him is just like, what's the alternative?
Right.
You know, where's he going? Can't obviously was not a free agent. I mean, I don't know what place would make him a starter anyway. So
no place,
right? So this, you know, rehab your kind of be like, you know what? If I was him, enjoy being home. Look at Mitch Trubisky when he backed up Josh Allen for a few years in Buffalo. That got him a gig eventually, short lived, albeit in Pittsburgh, and hoped, I guess, in a way to be Mitch Trubisky 2.0.
So. Do you think he's living at home?
Ooh, doing the old overplayed story of Tommy Cutlets?
DeVito, yeah.
Oh,
you living at home?
That story.
Mom is folding his underwear and stuff?
That's a great question.
They probably got a nice big house in Jacksonville.
I guess why not, right? I guess it depends if your friends are still there.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long... We'll see how long he sticks around in town. We know his hope is to maybe play good soldier for a little bit and then maybe end up on another team because we know Mac Jones is not playing unless Trevor Lawrence goes down with some ridiculous injury. And, I mean, that's pretty much what happened last year. He didn't have a ridiculous injury. I did think his season was over one of the times he went down on his leg. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, they started 6-2. And the minute that Trevor Lawrence started to get knocked around, they ended the season 3-6. And so the Jags, yeah, there's an expectation for them to start climbing into being one of the best teams in the AFC. That's why you heard Trevor Lawrence say, hey, we want to bring a championship to Jacksonville. And you think about some of the other additions to the Jags. Come on, they re-signed Josh Allen to a contract extension, the Josh Allen who knocks people over. They added a bunch of help on the offensive line, bringing in guys like Mitch Morse from Buffalo. And Trevor Lawrence said he did his contract, $275 million, so they could actually add more talent in. Listen to him.
Obviously, there was a certain amount that you, as a player, you know, you want to make and you want to be in the market value, all of those things. But you also want to keep the team in a good position to where we can, you know, pay other guys and have players around me and do all those things. And from a salary cap perspective, and I don't know how all that works, but just felt like my agent and Trent and the whole front office did a good job of kind of maneuvering all those things where it felt like we all won in the end, and it puts us in a position to where we can still have a lot of talent here, we can bring guys in, or we can keep the guys that we have. That was something that was important to me because it wasn't worth it to me to sacrifice, you know, being able to have a good team just so I can make some money.
Yeah, I don't know how all this salary cap stuff works, but I heard I gave the team a discount. Hickey, that's stuff that like wealthy people say. Just give them a discount now.
It's a hell of a statement to make again. $275 million. Yeah, I took a discount. All right. I don't know where.
It's so much of a discount at $55 million a year. that Trevor Lawrence is now the highest paid guy. His extension doesn't kick in until the following season. But he's going to be making 55 a year. Joe Burrow only, right? Oh my God, only. What is he going to, how's he going to eat at night, right? Oh my God.
Team player.
I don't know which vacation he has to choose between vacations. Oh, how, what a world. Joe Burrow's making 55. He's making 55. And so we've entered into a space where the bar has continued to raise. We got Daniel Jones on the New York Giants. He's making 40 mil a year, the same amount as Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, despite his own postseason record, he got a little bit more juice than Trevor Lawrence. He may not have the same type of upside. That's what the Jaguars are paying for. But if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you got to be saying, well, damn it, I can't pay Dak 55. I got to pay Dak what, right? Like 58? I mean, are we now rounding that up? Do we got to pay Dak Prescott 60 mil? It was crazy enough. When Dak Prescott actually got paid and agreed to a contract, I believe it was 2020 with the Dallas Cowboys, people were like, oh, my God, he's making 40 mil. Patrick Mahomes is making 45 and then Dak is making 40. It made no sense. And then everybody jumped right in front of Dak. And so when you think of a guy now with a playoff record of 2-5, you're going to hand him over $60 million? Ouch. There's a report out right now that NFL owners want to put a cap on how much money a quarterback can make on a team. Let's think about this. The highest paid quarterbacks in the league right now, Burrow and Lawrence, they're set to make 55 per average annual value. The next highest, man, we got to think about somebody like Justin Jefferson making 35. That's a 20 mil. That's a 20 mil jump. You look at some of the cap in the case of Joe Burrow. This man is making almost a quarter of the entire salary cap for the team. And I get it. The money keeps going up and up and up and up and up and up. But at what point do we just say, hey, quarterback, take all the money and everybody else get pennies? This is nuts. I mean, I'll take some NFL pennies, but this is ridiculous. A matter of fact, take a listen, because on Rich Eisen's show, Tom Pelissero, he basically said that some of these owners, I think Jerry Jones, I think maybe Stephen Ross with the Dolphins, who has to pay Tua Tagovailoa, Tom Pelissero, he got the dish. Take a listen.
There certainly has been discussion within the league, Rich, among certain owners about even the idea of a quarterback cap. That at some point you want quarterback numbers to not go over a certain percentage of your salary cap. To my knowledge, that really hasn't gained traction, in part because so many teams have paid their quarterbacks. And if you went to suddenly an NBA model where all of a sudden you have the max and the super max, and there's really only a couple levels that guys can get paid at, it kind of changes the dynamics in terms of how you set yourself up salary cap wise and whatnot.
NFL will do anything to just try to hoard the money. How about y'all just do a better job in evaluating the quarterbacks, in developing the quarterbacks, and then you have a better chance and an opportunity to say, hey, I want to keep this guy or I want to get rid of him. Because we got NFL teams. Come on now. Do you think the New York Giants want Daniel Jones? They basically had to pay him because he had one good season where he stayed healthy. And if he's any type of average this year, they're probably going to give him the boot anyway. Who wants to pay $40 million to somebody who's not going to help you win a damn thing? The answer is nobody. This is going to be real interesting. Because what takes place, I feel, over the next 12 months in the NFL, what type of contract Dak gets, what type of contract that Tua Tagovailoa gets, it's really going to set the future for what a quarterback can make. Now, we've seen market manipulation in the past before. I mean, look at Major League Baseball. I mean, we got Scott Boras clients who can't get long-term deals because the owners, I don't want to say they sit in their dungeon. They sit in their cave. They have their secret meetings and they go, well, stop giving out the pitchers a $40 million contract. Like, stop doing that. And then nobody gets a deal and the Players Association cries collusion. The owners are trying to suffocate the salaries and the future earnings of the players. Collusion. Dangerous for free market space for athletes. Collusion. Well, it looks like the NFL might be trying to do the same. This is victims of their own work. Do better. Don't pay anybody that doesn't deserve it. Stop throwing around this ridiculous money. And you know what? Maybe we are reaching a point in sports where the salaries are going so high. Maybe the owners are actually realizing, like, damn it, we want results. Like, we have to split the money. That's what we collectively bargain. But we need results. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of an NBA salary, when we come back, the phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to talk about Paul George. We talked about him earlier in the show. Paul George has an option to pretty much go wherever he wants and get paid whatever he wants. But is a guy like Paul George worth it? Everybody's making money. I need to ask Paul George for a loan.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, man. St. Louis scored. And now the sun is setting in Birmingham, Alabama. St. Louis leads San Francisco 5-3. I wish I felt like I was in a time warp. But thank God they're not wearing the baggy uniforms. I don't think the players could deal with it. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about a variety of things. We talked about NFL quarterbacks. The owners in the NFL are looking at this going, man, we need to put a salary cap on the quarterbacks because the spending is getting out of control. I told you that we would talk about Paul George and what his future might look like. We've obviously talked about J.J. Redick. And so I'm going to hit the phone lines right now. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Let's get to some of your calls, and let's keep on talking about everything going on in the world of sports. Right now, Rick is calling from Nebraska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rick?
Hey, let's put a cap on these quarterbacks that can't get to the Super Bowl or can't get to the League Championship Series. If they can't make it that far, the farthest they can cap out is $35 million. If you can't get to the Super Bowl or can't get to a League Championship Series, you don't deserve more than $35
million. Well, how do you do that? I mean, you take pay away?
Just arbitrarily come up with that. Hey. Okay. Create some incentive for these guys to get protected, for other teams to go somewhere, well, and for big market teams. If Jerry Jones thinks that Dak's so hot to trot, then why hasn't he won more than than one championship series?
Well, he's only won two playoff games. And, Rick, I'll tell you this much. If you want to think about – so, A, in the NFL, and thank you for calling from Nebraska. In the NFL, man, ain't no big market, small market. Like, the money is everywhere. Come on. This is a matter of fact, all sports, but much more so in the NFL. Like, it don't matter where you play. Jordan Love might be the next big quarterback getting a payday. He plays in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Come on now. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, if he decides to spend the next, I don't know, million years of his career in Oklahoma City, this man is from Canada. I believe he's from Toronto. He's in Oklahoma City. He could wake up and say, hey, I'm making $60 and $65 million a year in Oklahoma City. It's not so much about the markets, especially in the NFL. Throw that idea out the window. And in a league where the guys already don't have guaranteed contracts, these NFL players are trying to get their bonuses up front and right out of the gate in case of injury. That's tough saying, well, we're going to further incentivize you as a quarterback. If you don't do this, then you're going to be capped here. The rest of it is incentive-based. And so what happens if a guy, I don't know, just goes to an NFC championship game? What are you going to do, lock him up for the next 4 years because he went once? Oh, we're only going to pay you this much for this year, and then next year we're going to pay you less? That's tough, man. Don't work that way. The union would like to have a conversation with you. 855-212-4227. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, hi, JR. Thank you very much for taking my call. Sad, he was only 2 days away from going to Ricklewood Stadium in Birmingham. I know the spirit was willing. It's just a question if the body could do it. At the advanced age of 93, I doubt very much if it could.
Well, with this Willie Mays, Willie Mays told everybody that he wasn't going to go, and we've also learned that he was and has been in hospice, and so it was not going to be a case of him heading out to Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was inevitable. This man was a 5-2 player. Speed, defense, he stole 302 bases, powerful throwing arm, and he played in Candlestick Park, and it was windswept. That was a very windswept stadium. And if he only played in Tiger Stadium or Fenway Park or Connie Mack Stadium, these were hitter's parks, he probably would have cracked the 700 home run barrier and probably broken Babe Ruth's 714 mark. I still remember I was a little kid of 8 years old, and in the 1954 World Series, the catch was just unbelievable on the dead run in deep center field. He put his head down and galloped at the crack of the bat, took a fast peek, put his head down and galloped some more. And the center field was 480 feet, and he caught it at the 440-foot mark. So it got the Giants off on the launch pad. They were 14 games in arrears of the Cleveland Indians, and it was the biggest upset in World Series history. They won the next four games. This was in the eighth inning with two men on the out.
How old were you, five?
Eight.
Oh, you were eight. Okay. Hickey, look at me. Yeah. Hickey, I'm good. Oh, not you, Alan. Hickey, I'm good at math. Look at that.
Spot on. Look at you.
I'm in the area. Well, thank you, Alan. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's sad, but may God have mercy on his soul.
Yeah.
This man was a real gentleman. He was very congenious and very jovial. Yes. I met him once, and
okay.
He could light up a room. He was just that kind of man.
Well, was it just a hello, Willie? Like, what did you say to Willie Mays?
No, I was in Connie Mack Stadium in 1961. The Giants were playing the Phillies then, and he was just roaming around the field. I said, "Hi, Willie," and he came over and talked to me, and he described everything. He had a four home run game.
Oh,
3 weeks ago, and he told me all about
damn.
It, and we talked about his famous catch. So I met him, and he led up my life. So
you meet everybody, Alan. Man, you just all over. You meet everybody except for me when you come through Atlanta.
Yeah, well, one of these days we're going to meet somewhere somehow. I can very eager. So
okay, Alan. Well, thank you so much for calling from Toronto. You looking forward to tomorrow's Stanley Cup?
Yes, I am. Yeah, game six.
Who do you got? Who do you have winning? You have Edmonton, or do you have the Panthers?
I have the Panthers because Edmonton's going to—they're just—they've given it all. They have nothing left.
All right. Eight goals, five goals. Okay, no more at home. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the only thing you can expect is the unexpected in sport. You know that. The only certain things are uncertainty.
Here's a better question: when are the Toronto Maple Leafs going to win something?
57 years and counting. Okay. Worse than the Rangers. Yeah.
All right. At least you have the Raptors and the Blue Jays. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Alan. Thank you. Hickey, that wasn't too bad, right? The Raptors won in 2019.
That's something. I mean, look, any championship is you can't, you know, push aside or try to knock down. You'll take anything.
Man, the Blue Jays are pushing, like almost 35 years by now, almost.
The 92?
Yeah, pushing it.
Wow.
At least you got the Raptors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the Raptors. There you go. 2019. That banner's still hanging.
Kawhi Leonard loved it so much.
Hey, bring him back.
That's another guy. And you know, we talked about Paul George. If I'm Paul George, why the hell am I? Why am I going back there? For what? And I get it. He went home to play with another Los Angeles guy in Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. If he stays, and Sam Amick talked with us about this earlier in the show. It's like, he's an L.A. guy. He went back from L.A. We thought that he was going to be the guy in OKC. And it's just like, nah, I want to go home to L.A. I don't know. I don't want to say I feel bad, but when you play for the Clippers, it feels like you got a little bit of stink on you. It's not like being a Laker. At least a Laker, it's glorified stink, right? You have an opportunity to win. With the Clippers, you just go to a fancy new stadium paid for by Steve Ballmer, and the fans have more toilets. And Paul George is pretty funny. I want you to listen to him. He talked about what he's looking for with his next team. This is what he said on his own podcast show.
I mean, for sure, contributing to winning basketball. But, I mean, at this point, I'm not even necessarily, like, it's not even about, like, you know, people saying chasing a championship. Like, it's not that. But it's playing the right style of basketball is what I'm chasing.
Hickey, I don't know. What does he want? What does that mean?
The right style of basketball. I mean, would you say the Celtics play the right style of basketball? I guess I would.
They ain't got no room for him.
Nuggets, they play the right style of basketball.
Yeah, they do.
But do they have room for him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, the Sixers are basically taking themselves out of the the PG sweepstakes.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Would you say the Magic play basketball the right way?
Oh, well, they're young. They got a lot of young talent. I think Paolo Banchero is not a jerk, so.
No, he's not.
I think that could work out.
Okay.
Paul George to the Magic and Klay Thompson back to the Warriors.
What about this one? What about PG stays in L.A., the other L.A. team?
Oh, my God. No.
Wants to play with former Clipper legend J.J. Redick.
Oh, no. At this point in time, wouldn't Paul George and LeBron be kind of redundant?
Very much so. But for the Lakers, it's almost a little backup for case LeBron, I mean, hate to say inevitably, but at this point in his career, inevitably gets hurt. Look who's waiting in the wings.
You mean LeBron James is not going to average, I don't know, 25, 8-8 for the next 10 years? Them days are over?
He still might, but will he play in, 72 games this past year? Will he be playing in that many games next year? I would definitely say no.
I doubt it.
Anthony Davis, you may need PG out there.
It's so interesting to look at LeBron and just say, you need to babysit him now throughout the entire season, just in case you make the postseason, or for whatever postseason run or late season run you're going to go on. You can't run him into the ground. Remember at the beginning of last year, they had him on a minutes restriction, and then that lasted for one game? And from there, Darvin Ham had to do damage control about, LeBron is going to play. It's a drama show. I would say this is more of a drama show with the Lakers with LeBron than even like Kobe's years. Because at least you knew Kobe was going to show up and just ball out and play until the wheels fell off with him with that Achilles. But then LeBron, he's the boss of the Lakers, man. Ask J.J. Redick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at everything that's going on today in the world of sports. And again, you know what? Let's hear J.J. Redick. He's going to tell us why he thinks he's going to be a good coach. Don't move.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure your road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.